might be better than doing something else.
All right, yeah, let's get going. Good morning, everyone. How's your morning? How's the conference so far? She's happy. How about you guys? Good? Yeah. I mean, everybody says project managers are stuck up, boring. Is that true? We play soccer, right?
We do.
We have fun. So speaking of fun, we're going to have a lot of fun this morning, and also very serious because we're going to learn a lot of good stuff. Right, Jan?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming. By the way, anyone join us this morning for the 5-kilometer run? Anyone? No? No one? Was it just me running? No. I've seen some other people. Come on.
So what we're going to look at this morning is really understand how to utilize the right project and portfolio management tool. In my line of work, I've been working in this area of project management, helping customers maximize the Microsoft tool set. The first question I always get is, Dux, what should I use? I got Project, I got SharePoint, I got Project Server, Project Online, I got email, I got Excel. When do I use what? And that's essentially the question we're going to answer today, provide you some guidance, and more importantly, show you how to best use these solutions and tools that I'm sure a lot of you already have. So, Jan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Jan Kallis. I am representing Microsoft at this session, and I'm product marketing manager for a Microsoft project. And I am pleased to be joined by wonderful Dux.
By the way, this whole soccer idea is Jan's idea.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
He's like, Dux, of all the people I know, you put up the stuff as long as it's not illegal. So I'm like, not too bad. I've worn kilts before, and so this is good. I saw this picture last Sunday, and you guys know them, right? Professor X and Magneto. And I thought it was funny because they said, ready to play some football? We find that humorous. You know, they're wearing Seahawks and Broncos and with a soccer ball. But again, something got lost in translation. And that's so true in our world. Because, like in our world, speaking of football, anytime you talk about project management, what? People automatically think Microsoft Project. Y'all with me? Forgive my heavy southern accent. I come from the deep south. Manila, Philippines. And it's interesting, almost always, people's knee-jerk reaction is, I want Microsoft Project, or we should use Microsoft Project. In most cases, it's good, and it's true. However, in certain cases, it's not applicable, which causes a lot of heartbreak and frustration. Right, Jan? And what we're going to do this morning, in the next hour, is really hit on three key things. Number one is look at typical project management scenarios. In your world, from the formal PMO, formal processes, down to marketing team working on a campaign with external vendors, which they don't really care for complex tools. They just want to get their work done. So we're going to look at these scenarios, and second, tie these scenarios to relevant Microsoft solutions, which John will demo a lot of them, and talk about typical scenarios you may use this with in your organization. And lastly, impart winning and proven strategies to help you deliver maximum project management value for today and tomorrow. So we're not just talking about project management. I mean, if you think about it, everything we do today are projects. Who's working on a single project? No one. We work on a bunch of stuff. We like it or not. We juggle 10,000 things. But again, we don't want to use a single tool to juggle those 10,000 things because it might be too much, it might be too little. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about other scenarios. And that's what's so exciting about this session this morning. Today, when we look at project management, really it falls into three different buckets. Today, when we talk about project management, it's not just a formal role anymore. You know, a lot of times when I walk into organizations, people have this anaphylactic reaction when they hear the word project management. I don't have time for that. You know, I remember I was working with a customer in DC, and we were scoping for a project, and in our proposal, we put a preliminary schedule up top. We put this whole section around planning, around developing requirements, around understanding processes. The general came back to me, who's the stakeholder or the potential customer. He looked at this, he said,
What's up with all this planning stuff, project management stuff? We want you guys to put Project Server in, and real men, we don't do no planning. We just do it.
So ironic from somebody in the military, right? So we got that. But then we got situations where people just need to get things done, even though they don't think they're managing projects. These groups of people I call the reluctant project managers. Hashtag reluctant project managers, tweet that. And what do they resort to? They resort to things that they know, email, Excel. Now, if they can't interact with their vendors outside, they use Dropbox. Anybody use Dropbox or your organization does? Right? Box, Basecamp, Google Apps. I mean, they're all fine. Or OneDrive or SkyDrive. But then the problem is it's not scalable, it's not sustainable, it's not repeatable through time. So in the end, regardless of who we are in the organization, be it we just need to get work done, we have some methodologies and processes and compliance that we need to comply to, or even formal methodologies because we have to subscribe to some service delivery model with ITIL, or we're going through lean. Anybody going through lean exercise, yeah? So there's more strictness and stringency, but at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. You want to take that ball and hit the goal. We don't want to miss the goal. So from that perspective, Jan, how does Microsoft look at this?
Different devices, and we offer a comprehensive tool set that you can use across those different devices. And many people just want to get started quickly without setting up infrastructure and spending upfront costs. So we offer you the selection on either cloud or on-premises. So if you still want to use your IT, if you trust your IT more than Microsoft, then you can still go on-premises. But
And what's so amazing about this, you know, no tool, no technology is perfect. We still rely on the most reliable tool that we have since the dawn of technology. It's email, right?
Well, for me, it's pen and paper, my friend.
A pen and paper.
Thank you.
All right. And why? Because it works. Because it's easy. Because it's simple. Who uses Primavera? Bless your heart. Not only is complex, that thing is so expensive, right? I mean, you can argue the same for some of you who's tried Project Server, but everybody hated it. I get that. But the problem is we always push technology first, forgetting that project management revolves around people, processes, and the right tools for the right time. And that's a big promise that Microsoft offers. So with Microsoft's vision, and the good news is, all the demos that Jan does, you all can do it too now that you all have the trial project online offering. All right?
Absolutely.
So first things first, How does Microsoft look at Office 365, Jan, from an all-up platform perspective?
Thank you. But you still were able to hear me. I'm sorry for the guys in who are listening to the recording. You should have come to the room then. So
we'll dub it like those bad Chinese kung fu movies, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Project management.
Exactly. And so when we start in SharePoint, then you can add on those different capabilities for the people who need it. Not necessarily entire organization needs to use Project Online. And again, the people who need the right tool, they can very easily activate the right tool. From the IT perspective, it's just assigning the right license. So the IT doesn't go back to their server and they don't install some additional services because it is available in Office 365. So whatever you want, you just turn it on. That's kind of the cloud shift. That's the new way of going to the cloud. And many of you, well, I hope every one of you were at the keynote yesterday where Jared talked about Office 365. You've seen some demos of Office 365. And this is the reason why we talk about this at this session is that as you see the two green tiles there, Project Online and Project Pro for Office 365, they are part of Office 365. So when people ask us about how their data are secure, where are the data centers, how is it with uptime, et cetera, et cetera. And the answer is in the Office 365 Trust Center, because all those products, including projects, are part of Office 365. And I think this is a very important competitive advantage to some other cloud vendors, to some other cloud players, because how many of them have the suites from writing Word or writing documents, working on your spreadsheets, all the way to high-end PPM.
And two things I want to add there. Great, from a cost perspective, it brings down at least your capital investment. But more importantly, think about opportunity costs. Like Jan says, you sign up, swipe your credit card, off you go. And that, for me, is the biggest value. And second thing about security, so I live and work in DC. Oftentimes, I work with organizations, CIOs, and they ask me about cloud security. Is that darn thing secure, Sonny? I look young. And I go, do you buy from Amazon? Do you do online banking? Right? Why do you trust your bank? Well, they're a bank. Okay. How many people in your organization are dedicated, focused just on security of your servers? Tell me. A third, because Joey, the IT admin, does 10,000 other things. How secure is your email? Can anybody just go to your document sets, zip everything up, call that zip file, cool pictures, and then email it to someone? What do you do about that? You see, this whole questioning of security is the fear of the unknown. Don't take the answer, oh, it's not secure. Okay, let's move on. Let's just do on-prem. In some cases, it's job security. I hate to say it. Oh, I'm going to go to the cloud. I lose my job as sysadmin, whatever. Right? Now, that may be the case, but in most cases, you can make a good justification that investment in the cloud is far more valuable for your business, but more importantly, long-term. So let's look at the three different scenarios. So we're going to step through in this session is going through these three buckets, looking at the level of complexity of your project to how much people are involved, what tools do we have at Microsoft to offer you so that you can use and take advantage of it. So first, let's look at individual project managers, or forget that title, or individual people who's just working on action items or to-do lists, or maybe they just got started with a project. Maybe they're working with two or three people. It's not a full-blown funded project yet, but they need to get something started. You know, I may come up to Krishna and say, hey, Krishna, I need you to work on this new campaign, right? And traditionally, what do? When we get a new assignment from the boss, the first thing we do is we fire up email and we start asking questions. Hey, Docs, boss just told me to work on this campaign. Have you done this? Can you point me to people? Now, that's fine, but then that email snowballs through time, and you know that's a pain. Now, alternatively, what can we do? We're not going to kill email, but for a scenario like that where it's ad hoc, it's just getting my work done, what can we do? So Jan will show us how we can take advantage of SharePoint for that.
So Dax, I've been working on this exciting Excel spreadsheet. Hey, I am tracking all my key milestones here. I'm also entering a formula, so it works like a template. So see, so someone, if someone opens it, it all recalculates. And I also want to start adding some additional column like a phone number.
Right.
So I can call you and ask you how are you doing.
So real quick, so who uses Excel, first of all, to start planning your project? That's fine. It's okay. We still love you. I mean, when I first moved to DC and doing this work, I was staggered. I was in one project. I kid you not. It was a $10 million government project held together by an Excel file being emailed back and forth. That's how our taxpayers' money are being spent, right? So let's elevate that. Go ahead, Jan.
So you don't like my spreadsheet. Did I hear it correctly?
No.
Okay. Is there a better answer? And the answer would be SharePoint. Yes, thank you. So let's try this. So I'll fire up my instance of Office 365. I'm not biased, but I called it I Love Project Online. And this is a SharePoint or list of SharePoint sites that I am following in my environment. So I'll create a new site that I'll call Project Alpha, because that's the name of the project, and that's where we want to track all the information around this project. So I am a little confused with using Control-C, Control-V, as you can see. I really need to use Mac, maybe. It's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, Mac.
Yeah, just, exactly.
Yeah. PC is
and
not
by Mac. The way, you can do all this on Mac, absolutely. All right, so what's going on the back end? It's creating my site. Mm-hmm. And in Redmond, they tell us that it shouldn't take long, and it didn't. So here you can see a template. This is just out-of-the-box template of a SharePoint site. So there's nothing around project. I just have SharePoint Online this time, or at this in this demo. And you can notice that these tiles that help people get started. So I have this one here that says working on a deadline. And yes, that's what I'm doing. So I would like to add task and calendar capabilities to this SharePoint site so I can track my project. Okay, wow. It just created this beautiful
timeline. Yeah.
Is it time? Really?
Timeline.
Well,
yeah.
I was actually thinking about a VBA code that I can do this in Excel. And yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do here. So I just click edit here and let me copy this over to SharePoint, and I obviously allow access. And hey, it works. Oh, it has my presence information, so I no longer need to capture your phone number. That's awesome.
So real quick, Jan, in Excel, the dates you had was a formula. Is that what it is?
Yes, and you know what it did here?
It figured it out?
It actually figured it out. It actually reminds me as a good project manager to say, oh, I am running late here. This should have been done 6 days ago. And I can figure out some formulas for Excel to do the same thing, actually.
Good, and then the names, I guess, since these are your colleagues and you guys are on Office 365, it matched it and figured out who these people are.
That's probably what it is. I like it. That's
good.
Cool. Well, but you know, Dax, I'm struggling with one thing because I want to keep everything in order and I'm using those summary tasks and
uh-huh.
subtasks. And so let's see how we can adopt this similar outline structure back in back in SharePoint here. So these three should be subtasks of the self-assessment. And what we? Oh yeah, hey, we can outdent, we can move up, we can even choose different levels of outline. That's pretty sweet. Okay, what else we have here? So these were probably subtasks here, and self-assessment is hanging off of here. What's going on here? So let me click this, and should have been done 6 days ago. Oh, display as a bar.
Okay,
awesome, because now I know what it is, because I was tracking in here in Excel. I'm just tracking the finish dates. I'm just tracking the due dates.
Right.
But SharePoint Online allows me to track the entire duration of my task. I like it. So let's see what happens if I say, well, this task starts on January 15th. So let's see what happens if I add January 15th as my start date. Turned into a bar, exactly what I needed. Wonderful. How about the define opportunity here? So let me add it to the timeline as well. And I guess we have the same problem here. Then I need to turn it into a bar. And we know that this should have started 4 days ago. Oh, this one is late too. Okay, so just very quickly, 1:31 goes here. Beautiful.
Very nice. And then I suppose when you go to the project site, that timeline is a good way to make you quickly see what's coming up, what's late, who's working on it, all that good stuff.
Look at what's doing on the homepage. It's actually scrolling through the timeline, and it's showing me some high-level report of my tasks. And I just pasted it in SharePoint. That's unbelievable. I don't need to write macros. Thank you, Docs.
You're welcome.
This was awesome.
What do you guys think of this? Is this useful? Yeah? Now, let's quickly step back, and I want to point out something, and this is a scary statistic. Who has SharePoint or has used SharePoint in your organization? It's a 12-year-old technology. 80% of global SharePoint deployments is nothing but a big file dump. It's where files go to die. Every organization I go to, yeah, we use SharePoint for project management, right? Really? Yeah, we put all our files there. But there's more than just a file repository with SharePoint. Anybody read SharePoint for Project Management? I heard that's a good book. Thank you for contributing 80 cents of my son's college fund per copy. By the way, I'll give everyone a copy once you're done. Just give me your contact info. I'll give you a code. And I'm serious. I'll send you a code. You can get a free copy. All right?
Hey, Doug, how much they're running on eBay when they're signed?
You know? The signed one? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to check it out.
Okay, good. So that's my point. In lieu of just Excel and email, all this discombobulated tool that you have, I mean, with Office 365, if you have Project Online, you go to Project Online, there's a little box there that says create a project site. Essentially, you get this. You can get started with this. And it's very straightforward. And as I'm sure as you've seen, it can help alleviate a lot of the heartbreaks that you'll have down the road if you just use email or Excel and whatnot.
Absolutely. And this is just the beginning, because I just pasted my tasks in. And you can imagine, because this is SharePoint, you can capture all different sets of data. You can upload documents, you can capture risks, issues, you can use the newsfeed or Yammer, and you can even have workflows, etc. So there is a lot of things that you can achieve with this capability.
You know, Jan, one of the features I love about this site is the capability to use Site Mailbox. Anybody use Site Mailbox? Oh, you guys are gonna love this. So in a lot of projects I'm in, at least in the past, especially formal ones, we have distribution lists, right? So projecta@company.com, the idea is instead of CCing everyone, just email that distribution list. And you know, it's all right, it could get hairy, but a Site Mailbox is essentially giving your project site its own email account. So if people still love their email, and there's a lot of people, we can't stop them from using email, that's cool. They can still communicate, email back and forth. They'll think it's a distribution list, but guess what? All that content is captured on the site. The communication and the documents as well. Y'all with me? phenomenal. And you could try that. Just add the site mailbox capability, and you can certainly do it.
So here's another idea for my Excel VBA macro.
What's that?
I actually wanted to collect all the workbooks that people manage their tasks in across the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a macro that would assign the task to people's calendar in Outlook or
yeah.
people's tasks in calendar, regardless on what project they work on. What do you think about that?
You know, Jan, that's a good point, because one of the challenges I have is I have tasks in Outlook, and then we use SharePoint in my company. I have tasks in SharePoint. And then I've got tasks that my project manager assigned in Project Server, but it's in like three or four different places. Y'all with me? And then I end up have to check three different places just to make sure I don't miss a task. It would be great if I have like a one-stop shop that will pull everything I have to do for today from my personal tasks in Outlook to these tasks or even project. Can I do that?
I actually stumbled on a very interesting capability of SharePoint Online, which is in the newsfeed and called tasks, that actually aggregates all the tasks across all the sites, across SharePoint, Exchange, and Project Online, and shows it to you in one single view, which is this. And
so one second, Jan. So what we're seeing here is up top, this is like personal task in Outlook, yes?
That is correct.
So this is the Project Alpha you just did.
Yeah.
And these are all the other tasks in some other project site, maybe,
yeah? Yeah, this is actually the alpha that I just did. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Wow, this is...
And I can say, oh, wow, because I thought this is running over, so maybe I'll need to elevate the priority of this. When I'm done, I can, of course, click this check mark.
Well, one second, Young, cool. can I see it based on, like, this is good, you know, it buckets based on project, but can I look at my day view, like, what's upcoming, at least it...
Yeah, I think this view probably is cooler, right? So you can see here we are and what I'm doing next week. Across all my work, across SharePoint, Exchange, and Project Online. That's pretty cool.
One of the greatest innovations with this platform is, I don't know if you heard Jared speak yesterday, around the idea of unifying all these tools. Because at the end of the day, we go to work, the first thing we fire up is Outlook. We use Excel, we use Word, we use SharePoint, we use Project Server. We don't just use project. So now tasks are unified across the platform. Regardless of where the task was instantiated, as long as it associates with you, on your My Task page, it rolls everything up. But Jan, I have an issue still with this.
You do?
I mean, I like it, it's good, but I live and breathe in Outlook, though.
Well, I was telling you about my VBA macro, right?
No, well, I live and breathe in Outlook. It would be great if all this stuff showed up in Outlook automatically.
Then in that case, what would you think about this button, Sync to Outlook?
Oh, that's awesome. So what you're saying here is if I go to Outlook in my task list, it'll just show up?
It will just show up, and even better, it will show on your phone.
Really interesting. That's cool. So wait a second, Jan. So that means if all these tasks syncs with Outlook and links with my phone, and it shows up on my calendar, can I say complete on my phone, and then it's going to update everything?
Sure.
What do you guys think about that? I mean, my mind was just blown. So simple, yet so powerful. Yes?
I agree.
So what Jan just did, just to summarize, right? For an individual person, you get started, or a couple of people, we're not asking you to start using Project or PWA. In lieu of email or in addition to email, you can start by just creating a project site, and you don't have to build a site yourself. The template is already there. You can take existing artifacts that you have or you may already have collected and use this project site as your one-stop shop. Today, we as project managers, we struggle. We don't have that one-stop shop other than email. Where's that report? Let me check my email. Where's that status update? Let me check my email. I can't find this template. Hey, Isabel, where is it at? You know, in our network share, X drive, 14 folders deep. I'm still amazed how people can remember all those structures. But then through time, as the project snowballs, as the project gets momentum, more people, it gets worse. But starting with SharePoint allows you to alleviate all that and enhance all the tools that you already use. With email, Word, Excel, you've seen a lot of demos, OneNote, Yammer, and allows you to efficiently communicate and collaborate with your team. So the next aspect of picking the right tool, let's say you've moved on. You got started with a project and it gained momentum. Now you've got the budget. Now you got to get serious in building a proper schedule. And when I say a proper schedule, you need dependencies, you need better analysis of your resources, and certainly that's something beyond SharePoint. SharePoint can still work with it, and what comes to the picture now is taking advantage of Project Professional. Microsoft Project Professional, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Very good question. Her question is, the goodness that Jan showed, is it just online? The answer is no. If you have SharePoint 2013 on-premise, you could do the exact same thing.
But then you need to talk to your IT guys and say, hey, please, could you make sure that the aggregation functionality works across Exchange and Project Server?
And Link and other.
So it's not just as straightforward as turning it on as you have it online. It can be done. There are TechNet articles that really describe for your IT people what to do and how to configure it. But online is the easiest way.
And that's the best business case. Because again, if you think about on-prem, you know, I understand certain situations you have to have on-prem. But not only setting it up, but what about resources maintaining it? Now we're talking about people having the background of SharePoint, SQL Server, Link, Exchange, all that good stuff to make it flawless like that.
And I've heard many, many IT administrators who came to the Microsoft Project booth at SharePoint conference, and they said, hey, I have no idea what Project is, but I was told, I was asked by the business
to set it up. Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
yeah. So, again, if you want to try all this, other than your trial, there's labs, there's other sessions, and we'll send you resources around this too. So just go to My PC, we'll put all the links there. So next,
exactly.
Project Professional.
So now we are here back to our SharePoint site. I am now switching to project that is a little bit more complex, and it has, you can see that its duration spans years. There's more different phases in my project. I'm kind of midway in the project. There are some documents that have been uploaded, and as Jared showed, that you can leverage all the capabilities of SharePoint without even looking into the document, or without opening the document, you can click through and see what is inside of this status report, for example. Wonderful. So what I want to do now, I'm just realizing we have created risks, deliverables, issues, so we can track all those as well. But let me see my tasks, because I really want to start to look how the resources are scheduled if we don't have any over allocations, and maybe I would love to get some reports. So,
these are the same information came from your Excel, right?
Well, so this project is a little bit more advanced, but it's absolutely something that could come even from Excel.
Okay.
Or you just can enter it in SharePoint.
Sure. Okay.
And you see that this is pretty complex. It's a lengthy project that you probably don't want to manage here in SharePoint. Well, if you want, you can, of course, see some Gantt chart right here in SharePoint that may make your heart really be pleased about this new capability. But what I really think is that now I am going to open it in my favorite Excel. What do you think? I'll export it to Excel and...
No, it can't do dependencies. I mean, you're trying to...
Well, I'm still working on my macros there, man.
Okay, no.
No, okay. Well, okay, so I'll try to use this different icon here, which is called Open with Project. So let's see what happens. So I'll click it, and I already opened it before. So it shows up here, and it beautifully opened everything, all the artifacts that I had in SharePoint in Project Pro for Office 365. And by the way, you all got this wonderful Project Online with Project Pro for Office 365 trial. How do you download? How do you get the Project Pro for Office 365? Well, you just click this beautiful tile here on the home screen.
So Jan, I want to raise a very subtle yet important point.
Please.
I work with a lot of organizations, even small organizations. They say, You know, docs, you try hard to pitch this whole SharePoint for project management, but we're using Basecamp already. Anybody use Basecamp? I mean, it kind of does what SharePoint does. You know, somewhat. But what's missing with a lot of these third-party SaaS solutions is there's really no deep integration with existing Office tools that we use. And most of us, we use Office back at work. We use Windows. We use Project. The fact that from SharePoint, and then we want to grow up and extend and beyond, extend our schedule beyond the simple task list by clicking open in Project, full fidelity, coming down, and we can work on it. And obviously, now that it's updated and when Jan saves it, it's going to go back to that project site, which means our resources who couldn't care less about Project, you know how it is, right? If you email a Microsoft Project file to 10 people, it comes back as Word. It's too much for some people. And you don't want everyone to touch Microsoft Project. But now the project manager has more control, but make the information available again on the site which the team has access to. Y'all with me? Yeah.
So I heard from some project managers that, I really like my Excel here because I have this beautiful ribbon here, and some people were really particular about the submarine and the crab and the jellyfish that they have on the right-hand side there. But as you can see, Project actually looks beautiful as well. Just out of curiosity, how many of you are using Project 2002 or Project 2000 and later or older version? Anyone? No, anyone is new? How about 2013? Okay, so those of you who don't use 2013 as of now, I would like to show you a great capability that actually will help you right away when you open your existing MPP file in 2013. And those are the reports. There's a dedicated session that is, I think, called the reports that jump off the screen, and that focuses only on this new reporting infrastructure that comes with Project Desktop 2013. So what you can do is show, for example, or display Project Overview. And let me make the timeline a little smaller here. And right here, quickly, I just opened this project from SharePoint, and right here I can see the overall completion. I can see completion by phase, and Heather demoed this yesterday at the keynote. You already know that you can edit it very quickly. You can change some different styles, different colors if you don't like the colors that are shown out of the box. You see your late tasks, et cetera, et cetera. And there's over 30 predefined reports that you can start using right away. And another one, burndown. It was shown during the keynote. Another very interesting one is, for example, the work overview, because in SharePoint, there's no notion of work. And so in Microsoft Project, you can start planning the work. Typically, people have work eight hours a day. Some of us work 26 hours a day, etc. But you can track all this in Microsoft Project. So this is the first benefit that you realize when you open your existing MPP file in Microsoft Project 2013. If you are hardcore and want to learn more about using the EVM, the Earned Value Management. I have no idea what these charts mean, but I'm pretty sure that some of you may really understand and use it. So you can go as deep as you want with those out-of-the-box reports. And they're pretty flexible. You can copy, paste them into PowerPoint, and then send that or paste them into an email, maybe.
I mean, this is huge. Anybody work in DC, public sector? OMB, yeah? So project is huge. Earned value is huge. And this is a great enhancement from the previous versions.
There are a few more things that I want to show you. As you've seen that in SharePoint, we had presence integration. We had the link integration. The same exists here in my Microsoft project. So you, as a project manager, can instantly ping your resource and say, hey, how come this task is late? How are you doing? Do you need some more resources, et cetera, et cetera? So that's really powerful. Another really powerful capability in Microsoft Project is being able to see people from, or the project from resource perspective, which is something that you cannot see in SharePoint easily. And for example, here you see that Molly Dempsey is over allocated. Well, that's obvious because we want her to do two things at once as we usually do every day. And so if it's okay, maybe she'll deliver, but maybe she won't. And there's a very great, there's a beautiful view that we have introduced in 2010 that is called Team Planner, where you exactly can see who is working on what. And by the way, if you are managing multiple projects, you can open all your projects, create a summary project, and see all those assignments across all the projects that you're managing, which is pretty good. And right here is the Molly Dempsey working on two things. So you can either reassign this assignment to someone else, and you can just say, well, I'm going to delay this task because maybe it's okay for this particular project.
So one thing I'd like to add, I had a question about this yesterday, is somebody was asking me, well, Doug, so for example, everything Jan showed us today or up to this point, do we need Project Online? Because at our company, we already have Office 365. We don't have Project Online yet. Or maybe we just have SharePoint on-prem and Project Pro. Up to this point, can we do all this today? Yes. So let's say you don't have Project Online, you don't have Project Server, none of that. All you have is straight SharePoint 2013 and Project Pro on the desktop. Up to this point, everything he showed can be done. And again, maybe you're at this stage. You go back, you haven't signed up for a Project Online yet, you want to try this, you could do this right now.
By the way, Dux, there's another thing that I actually want to show you that I haven't mentioned before when we were talking about the overall capabilities or the stack that Microsoft offers from task all the way to PPM, that is extensibility.
Sure.
And why is it important? Well, it's important for not only partners but also customers, because if you want to quickly innovate, and that's something what Heather showed yesterday at the keynote, she actually pulled in an app that added immediately a value to a project manager. Well, I'm not talking about cloning those smileys. I'm talking about the other app. But I want to show you also different app from a company called Sensei. They're, by the way, here at the convention, which is called Task Analyzer. So this Task Analyzer actually shows you or assesses all tasks that you click on and checks for best practices. So for example, if I go to some task here, that this says, oh, this task has star-to-star predecessors. Or for whatever reason, if I say, well, this task takes 80 months, then it says, hey, maybe it's not best practice to assign more than 80 hours to a single task. And it is pretty configurable. You can see what checks it's doing from the WBS resources links perspective, et cetera, and you can configure it. This is very good to kind of enforce the best practices in planning your individual project.
What do you guys think about that? Apps within projects, pretty cool. Good. So just to kind of recap from what Jan did. So we're going through this journey, right, where we started individual, a couple people, ad hoc collaboration, taking it a step up to do more advanced scheduling, better reporting with Project Pro in combination with SharePoint. And it's really powerful at the project level. And what we're going to look at next is the third piece. Let's say, now that the project is full on, it's budgeted, it's being monitored by the PMO, and the PMO is monitoring other projects as well. The executives are interested to see how our initiatives are going. Now we're looking at the enterprise, organization-wide. What does Microsoft have that will enable the organization to deliver value around project portfolio management? So Jan will show us a couple of things.
Yep. My pleasure to. So this is Project Online, and this is my homepage. This is an instance that already has some data, so I can showcase the capabilities. And what you can see is that we introduce those tiles that help you get quickly started, let's say, creating new projects, or learning how to get started, or downloading the Project Pro for Office 365, as I mentioned. But I'll click on my project style, and it will bring me into so-called Project Center, where you can see that I have my timeline, but in this case, it's the portfolio timeline. It is the high-level list of all the projects that are important for me as a project or portfolio manager, where I can see my projects or potentially projects that are important for my portfolio.
Yeah, it looks like our company's losing money. Look at all these ROI, they're all red.
I know, it's all red. I know, well, luckily, it's only demo data.
Okay.
And someone decided to load negative costs, which is cool, right?
Did we spend too much for this conference?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So you can, of course, see those KPIs here. And by the way, all these KPIs are automatically calculated. So you as a project manager don't have to do anything, because your company defines the formula behind the KPI, and the KPI get automatically refreshed whenever the relevant data changes. So you really can stay on top of your project from high-level perspective. But of course, you can click deeper if you need. So managing portfolio of projects, also managing portfolio of resources. That's a very important piece for Microsoft projects. So for example, I have Jan here, and I take my friend Jan here, and I take Jill here, and I can click on the resource availability. What this will show me, it will show me the availability for those resources across the entire portfolio of projects, so across all the work that they do in my organization. That is tremendous.
Boy, Jan, this is huge. I work with a lot of IT organizations, and I'm sure a lot of you are in this boat, where you talk to the IT director, it's like, ducks, I don't have visibility into what people are doing. There's a lot of requests coming from the business. I can't figure out if we have more capacity or availability, how to prioritize. And the worst part is, at the end of the year, I know we need more people. I request for more FTE and headcounts, and they want me to prove it. I just can't prove it. It's hard, but I can just dig through email and Excel. Wouldn't it be brilliant if you have like a resource, company-wide or IT organization resource management tool, that you have visibility into what Jan's doing, Jill, and more importantly, how much capacity they have. So Jan, if you scroll down.
Exactly. And so, by the way, I see I have a problem, because I'm on vacation next week, and I haven't filled my timesheet, so my capacity is still showing 40 hours a week, which is not right. So I probably need to go and fix it in my timesheets and report the work. So if you want to go as granular as that, you can obviously can. And then here is the breakdown for every single resource. And you see that my project alpha that I created in SharePoint is here as well, because I have connected it to Project Online. So the project management office has the capability of connecting those individual siloed projects into Project Online, so they get visibility on the portfolio level, what resources are, or how are the resources utilized, and who does what.
So real quick, Jan, what you're saying, what you're describing here is, in your first demo, let's say the marketing department, all they're using is a SharePoint site, no Project Pro, none of that. As long as they put information in the tasks, all that data will be rolled up here?
Absolutely, because you can control it as project management office. You just click this button here that says add SharePoint sites, and that's exactly what this will do. It actually looks at all the sites that could be imported, if you will, and connected. So this company FunRun and our project Alpha. And once this is done, then all these people, all the availability, all the assignments will show up in your reporting right here.
This is huge. I work with a lot of customers where they say, well, ducks, you know, we use SharePoint for project sites, but then some groups use Project Server, but it's not connected. It's two separate things in two separate farms. You've been there, right? We don't have visibility into the big picture, but this solution allows to roll everything up and provide
exactly,
visibility.
Exactly. And, yeah. And you've seen that we actually started in Excel. We just copy-pasted the data from Excel, and we've grown all the way to Project Online without re-entry of the data. So you're able to keep your data that you have and use the right tools that allow you to do more if needed. There is another thing that I would like to show you. Actually, three more things. The first is governance. A lot of organizations may have different types of projects, and they require some rigor. Maybe it's some projects for compliance that they need to report different KPIs and different measures to different authorities. And so what Project Online or Microsoft Project Server allows you to do is to create so-called enterprise project types. These are pretty much imprinting your processes into the project implementation. And so right here in my demo, I can see, for example, new product development or merger and acquisition. And this hints a little bit that Microsoft Project or Project Online is very good for not only IT, but also outside of IT. There are many organizations who manage different types of projects than IT projects in Microsoft Project.
Just like this conference, right?
Exactly, just like this conference. And then every of those enterprise project types can have a governance. And in this case, this is a visualization of the governance for the new product development, which could be built in Visio and then through SharePoint Designer published right into Project Online. So you no longer have to hire a developer who will code the workflow, but you will just use drag and drop tools like Visio. And then through SharePoint Designer, you can publish those.
So real quick, yeah, what you're saying, like in my company, we have a specific process. I could draw it on Visio. SharePoint Designer can automate that and make it available in Project
Absolutely.
Online?
Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. 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 So that's one thing. And what I want to point out here, let me press F11 so I have more space here, that if I scroll through my portfolio, you see that those projects are organized by different phases. So here in this demo environment, we have maybe simplified the governance where we talk about create, select, plan, and manage. And all those projects, depending on what phase they are, they're grouped into those individual phases. And obviously, if you need some more information about that project, you can click on this project. There's a project site associated with it where you can collaborate, et cetera. This is the workflow. Let's take a look at the project site. That is very similar to what you've seen, because now when I created my project site for
Sure.
Project Alpha, then it and I import and I link this Project Alpha to my Project Online, the site kind of travels with the project. So if I would have captured some risks issues on my site, then all would be here as well. So that's pretty good. That's pretty seamless. But there's another very desired capability that sometimes gets missed, which is the portfolio management, and especially the portfolio optimization. So how many of you, out of curiosity, is using the portfolio optimization in Project Server or Project Online? Just a very few of you. How many of you would love to use the portfolio optimization capability? OK, it's even more, which is great. So let me show you what it is. So Dax,
yes, sir.
In your new company, or when you're talking to government customers, do they have unlimited budgets?
They used to have,
yeah. Not anymore, right?
Yeah, the buzzword is transparency and accountability these days in DC. Yeah.
Anyone representing company who has unlimited budgets? No? No one?
You want to work for them, right?
How do you select the projects that are really aligned with your company objectives and that are making sure that the ROI, the overall ROI of that portfolio that you're executing is the best what you can get? Well, were you sitting at the steering meeting and the way it works is that whoever shouts the most has most projects in? Or if it's a CEO, then he, of course, can override everything and his projects are in?
Pretty much. Based on the title of the person.
So let's take a look at a capability that is, again, out of the box in Project Server and Project Online, and it allows you to select the right projects from your portfolio. So in this example, I will move forward. I don't have time in this session to go deeper. There is a dedicated session for the portfolio analysis by Luke Humphrey, the Microsoft product manager who works on this capability. And what you can see here is that I have, and I've already played with this, so let me go back to my previous portfolio. So I will just delete my baseline here and go back to this portfolio. So what you can see here is that all the projects that are in this selection phase now, if I would execute all of them, I would need to use $22 million. They would cost our company $22 million. Well, of course, you want to track the benefit as well, which is something what you can do as well. You can create custom fields like benefit, where you can see the benefit. So we want to maximize the benefit and potentially minimize the total cost to maximize the ROI. So now I'm faced with the issue that I have 10 million less. So I'll just say, well, wonderful. Let me restate this total cost, the budget that I have. So I just cut my budget from 22 million to 12, and I hit recalculate. And what Microsoft Project does, it actually creates the optimal portfolio. It tries to maximize the overall value of this project to my organization, and it will force out, it will unselect some of the projects that simply don't fit in, that their value is low and their cost is high. Well, then, of course, your CEO comes and says, hey, this knee and elbow pads, that's really cool project, so we have to execute that no matter what. Of course, you can come in and say, well, let's force this in, and let's recalculate again. Well, maybe the total overall strategic value of that portfolio will drop, and then now you can say to your CEO, well, are you okay that the strategic value will drop by X percent if we take in this project? And he may say, well, I'm totally fine with that. Okay, that was the managerial, that was his management decision. And so you see that you can create an optimal portfolio for your organization, and even in the next step, that I, again, unfortunately, we don't have time to go deeper in. Mm-hmm. You can look at how you can execute these projects with the resources that you have in your organization. Because one question is the money, is funding for those projects. And the second question is obviously, do you have enough resource capacity in your organization to execute those projects? And that's the next step in this portfolio analysis. And this is all out of the box.
And certainly based on what the criteria is, the key performance indicators, those could be configured. Is it purely on?
Absolutely. This is totally configurable. You don't need any programming. It's just filling number of different lists, like, for example, different prioritizations, setting up the drivers. And you can see that all are pretty much fill-in forms that you fill in and set up. And we have a number of partners on the show floor here in the expo hall that will be glad to help you with that if you haven't tapped into that space yet.
Sure.
The last thing to show, and maybe it's the thing that if your partner, if you're demoing, if you're talking to your customer, and especially if you're talking to executives, that's maybe the first part to start with, which is reporting. Because obviously people do a lot of work, and in order to get the reports well, to show the right data, you need the data to come into the system. So if people are not filling up their timesheets, if people are not publishing their projects, if people are not following the processes, then you won't get those nice reports. So it's maybe an interesting forcing function from the business when the business says, oh, I really need these reports. Okay, what do we need to do so that we have all data in the system that will help us to create those reports? So one of the reports that I would like to show you is this project overview. It's just an Excel report that allows you to, let's say, filter, or we call it slice, by a different project type or different department. So if I filter by IT, it filters and shows this report for only IT organization. There are some other interesting technologies here, like Power BI, that I would like to showcase to you, that allow us to see how, for example, information or data are changed over time. And again, this is something that you've seen in the keynote yesterday, that right here we can see the cost per individual project, and the projects are grouped into those enterprise project types. So into the types of project. And right here, you can see the entire project work. And if I hit play here, I can see how these data are evolving over time. And you can kind of create a movie from your report and make it maybe more appealing.
And this is a fantastic tool to look at trends and potentially forecast and plan for your next fiscal year or the portfolio projects you may want to take on.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So that's pretty much what I wanted to show you in the demo. And
in the power of this, again, we just showed you a glimpse of what's possible. In taking project management, portfolio management beyond IT, beyond typical PMO, there's a lot of opportunities. You know, we talked about collaboration. The other thing is financial management. The platform is extensible that you can tie into financial systems that you use, or maybe CRM systems, or social is another thing. I mean, there's a lot of buzz about social. What's the value that social can bring to project management? If you want to learn more about that, I have a session later on social. I highly encourage you to participate. And then the other aspect is typical scenarios around application lifecycle management. Anybody involved with that? Using TFS with your team, yes? So there's integration points around that as well. So there's a lot of opportunities, but the key point here that I'd like you all to remember is it's a holistic platform. It allows you to grow. You can work on project management on your terms, be it I'm a marketing team, we're just doing this small thing, PMO, I want better scheduling, we're with IT, we're with the business group. So there's a lot of opportunities and choices and options.
Absolutely. And as Dax mentioned, PPM goes beyond just the traditional PPM, or you can think really out of the box, as already you've seen or you've heard about application lifecycle management. There is a dedicated session for innovation process management. This is a very interesting idea where you kind of capture all the ideas that come from your organization, and those most important, those most interesting ideas might be a very interesting suggestions for products or maybe some improvement processes within your organization. And there is a way how you can govern this. And there is a dedicated session for innovation process management at this conference as well. Line of business integration, Dax mentioned it. We have two great partners on the show floor, TPG and Campana & Schott, who are renowned for the line of the business integration. And more, things like application portfolio management or the overall portfolio management for IT. That's another domain of another sponsor that we have on the show floor, which is UMT and UMT 360. So check out those partners.
Another recent example I want to share is government transparency. So I work in public sector, and one of the big things and the big push, federal level, state and local, is the idea of transparency. How is the government or local governments are spending money, our money, to drive improvements and change to your state, your city, your country. So one of the projects I'm working on now is with the state of Hawaii. And poor me, I have to go to Hawaii in 2 weeks to work with them again. So this is a great story, though. The story of the state of Hawaii is, in all seriousness, in the last 2 years, they put together a business transformation plan for IT. Two or three years ago, prior to this, the state of Hawaii did not have a centralized IT organization, and their IT is just hodgepodge all over the place. But then they put together this initiative to transform IT to take Hawaii to the next level. So they put together a corporate IT. The organization or the team is called OIMT, Office of Information Management Technology. There's a CIO for the state. And obviously, because of this, they're going to undertake a lot of projects for the state, from rolling out healthcare initiatives to upgrading systems. And they needed something not only to track all this, but to provide transparency to the public on what's going on. Great idea. They're a Microsoft-based organization. And we went in there and helped them to take advantage of the tool set. So we use Project Server 2013. We use SharePoint. And it took the first phase took us 2 months. We didn't go in there to do, let's do the full PPM. You got to have PMI processes and all that. Their biggest need initially is transparency, provide reporting. So we tackled that first. 2 months. visibility platform up. The people working on projects can use Microsoft Project, can use SharePoint, put their task in. Resource management wasn't a big thing early on. Their biggest first need is visibility. 2 months, it's up. We're now in second phase. We're looking at the next pieces, what they want. It may be resource management, but I think top of their list is line of business financial system integration, because all the funding, they have a different system for that. And then we're going to integrate Yammer as well to provide all the social capabilities through mobile. It's exciting stuff. With this line of technologies and platform, you can grow with it. So if you're in like a 5-year PPM deployment project, something's wrong. Whoever's doing that for you, poser alert. That's the power of the platform, Office 365.
Absolutely, and the power of the Microsoft partner community. We have a lot of partners. The network of partners of Microsoft is really, really, really huge. So that's another competitive advantage of Microsoft compared to other competitors.
So just to kind of sum all this up, right? So why do customers ask about this type of solution, generally speaking? First and foremost, especially these days, is the idea of prioritization. We're in the age of doing more with less. What's the best bang for our buck? And how we can get the best ROI and business impact. Second point, and we talked about this earlier, is how can we be more proactive? You know, I was reading some project management book a while back. It says, if you're a good project manager, you're a good firefighter. You're good at firefighting. It's unfortunate we do that day in, day out, but that's a bad thing. I mean, if all you do is putting fires out as project manager, then you can't scale. And you can be strategic. So having a solution, a platform that can help you plan better, be more proactive with the resources you have or don't have, and be able to manage capacity to drive better value. So now you can say, well, there's a new initiative coming in. I'm looking at this. Stop working on that initiative. Focus there more because we get the best bang for our buck. Lastly, get better visibility so that you can take actions right away. Another good example I want to share, and this is a published case study. 2 years ago, my team worked with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And same thing, they wanted transparency because they have $40 million worth of project portfolio that they don't have visibility into. A bunch of different vendors are working on it. What they get are Excel reports on how the project is doing. But when these reports come, it's almost always too late where if they needed corrective actions, it's done. It's too late. So we put together a PPM solution, Microsoft Stack, 3 months. The first 2 months, they saved $2 million because they got visibility into what's going on, what's late, what's doing well. They were able to make decisions quickly. $2 million of your and my money. And then we continued on to work on other stuff with them. We hooked it up to their dev team with TFS. And more, a lot of organizations are driving to this idea of project management helping drive business value. So what do you guys think? Useful? Yeah. So thank you for being here. Hopefully you've gotten a lot of great insights and ideas on what you can look at. Yes, sir. Question. Sure. You could pretty what? So the question is, what kind of portfolio reporting can you get? Pretty much anything, I would say. So the question goes back is, forget task. I mean, you could slice and dice the data however you want. The data is there. And in fact, if you want to extend beyond what's out of the box, there's APIs like through OData. You could use Excel and suck whatever data, whatever fields you have, and build the reports you want directly in Excel. So if you have specific reports you're thinking, I'll be happy to talk to you more about it. But pretty much it's unlimited. Yeah. Guys, please fill out the evaluation form. We'd highly appreciate it. And there's a lot of great sessions. I invite you to a session later I'm going to do around how do you drive adoption. One of the biggest challenges that we face, this is all good, docs, but how do I make my team see the value that they actually do this stuff? versus still using email. So we're going to talk about that. So again, thank you. If you have other questions, feel free to stay. If not, enjoy the rest of the conference. And we'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.